Toe Tap and Marshall Tucker. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking about what homeowners most often do wrong to try and make their house more comfortable or less expensive to air condition and or heat in the winter. We're talking a lot about insulation. We've talked about the fact that more insulation is very seldom the correct answer. Attic ventilation is very seldom the correct answer. So where can we start looking for answers? Is it weather stripping and better quality windows? Todd Russo from Rias.
Well, funny story on weather stripping. I remember one of the first houses I ever built back in the day when I was like 20 years old. And I was doing the customer service call. And the woman had a slight bit of sunlight coming off her front door. And she was explaining to me how it was costing her tens of dollars a day in energy bills. And I was like, man, your bill can't be $800, number one. And number two, you're not losing any money on your weather stripping. Look, you want to keep the conditioned air in your house, obviously, right? We don't want to spend the money to condition the air and then have it either, you know, leak through a door or a window or through connectivity between the attic space and the conditioned space. But what we always try to explain to customers, it's not about the hole, it's about the pressure. And I always ask people this question. I said, does a balloon leak if it has a hole in it? And everybody says, well, yeah. And I say, no. The answer is a balloon only leaks when it's blown up because it has positive pressure inside the balloon. And that positive pressure forces the air to be blown out. So when you look at a house, you should be less concerned about that small crack or the leaky window, and you should be more concerned about making sure you have even pressure balance throughout your house, because you won't lose the air if there's a neutral pressure.
And as soon as you turn an exhaust fan on,
you create a negative pressure.
A bathroom fart fan.
Right. And you know, there's a purpose for that negative pressure, right? And it's called the fart fan for a reason, right?
In that case, yeah.
Right. But the more appropriate example would be if you have a bedroom, right, and you only have a supply vent and, you know, a vent from the air conditioning system. And this time of year, you close your door when you go to bed, you have all of this positive pressure in your bedroom. And if you don't have pressure balancing, that positive pressure in that room is going to force your cold air into your attic or out those leaky windows, right?
We're going to get more and more into pressure in the second hour, okay, because that really is where we're going.
Okay.
What is the cure for driving down your utility bills in the summer cooling, mm-hmm, or up on the rim in the north heating in the winter, and also increasing your comfort level? Romy, let's see if we can squeeze Patrick in real quick here before we have to take a top of the hour break. Patrick, calling from Chandler. How can we help you, my friend?
Hi, my name is Patrick, and I recently purchased a house that was from Fannie Mae. And
okay.
They seem to be real good at covering things up and then disclaiming any knowledge of it.
Okay.
But my roof on the house has what they refer to, what the inspector referred to as eave ventilation, meaning no vents anywhere other than at the eaves, where it seems to me that's where the coolest air is because hot air rises.
Yeah.
Is this a reasonable way to ventilate an attic in Arizona?
No, that's actually where the ventilation should be inhaling right there. But you should have some place, natural conductivity, the heat does rise. You should have some place to release that heat. That's generally done with either a ridge vent or the turbine vents. And of the two, Patrick, I would tell you, I would choose and I would recommend for you, go ahead and put in a couple turbine vents. Okay? That's a great question. E-venting, you've given your attic a way to inhale, but you've given it no way to exhale. So sometimes, Patrick, the exhale is actually gable end vents that occur up near the very top of your roof on each end of the gables. Hey, I want to make sure everybody realizes that we're here talking about your comfort. We're here talking about your money. We're here talking about strategies and tactics to help both those situations. Todd, you're going to be out at the home show next weekend, aren't you?
We are. We are. Our entire team's going to be out there. So if you have any questions and you're going to be out there, feel free to come by our booth and We'll answer any questions. We'll show you the equipment we use.
And we're doing seminars on what homeowners do wrong. We're actually going to have the props out there to show why we believe what we believe. That's at the University of Phoenix Stadium. It's the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. We'll be out there all weekend, broadcasting live Saturday morning. Hope you all come out and join us. Todd's crew will be out there all 3 days. We as well will be out there all 3 days. Come on out and visit with us and bring us your utility bills, and let's talk about how your house is built, which way it's orientated, what era, what vintage house it is. Let's talk about what temperature you keep your summer thermostat at. Let's talk about how many people live in the house, whether you have a pool or not, and we'll tell you whether or not it's a reasonable bill. Some people just don't like any bill.
We'll be broadcasting live that morning. We'll actually be in the broadcast RV. This thing is an incredible beast. It'll be on the northwest side where they call it, what are they, the birdcage. We'll be at the birdcage in the RV, so you can swing by early and enjoy the live broadcast there. It's nicely shaded. Of course, we'll always have our Dunkin' Donuts and a bunch of fresh hot coffee. So if you're planning on going out there, come out Saturday morning, say hello. You may just get to come up in the RV and ask a question live on air.
That would be great. We'd love to see. I love when people come up to us when we're on a live broadcast and introduce themselves and let us know how long they've been listening and what tip we gave, 11 years ago that saved them whatever. Hey, more with Todd Russo of Rias in the next hour when we're talking about, we've talked here this last hour a lot about what not to do. The next hour, we're going to be talking about what to do. Stay tuned. Feel free to give us a ring if you have a question.
1-888-767-4348.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.